The show is called Live and Local. It's your performance connection. And on today's show, we'll be having one of many performers who will be at the Urbana Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival, which is happening this Friday and Saturday in downtown Urbana, mostly outside, weather permitting. And I think probably some an inside stage also. Don't have anybody from the festival here to talk with us about it, but I will go over some of the performers who will be there, among whom is Caleb Cook, who has been an active gigging musician around Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding East Central Illinois communities for the last 8 years or so. Works a bit in blues, jazz, folk, and old-timey music, and he is with us for the hour today. He writes his own songs, does some covers, and also plays in a band called the Hot Slugs as guitarist, lead vocalist, and head songwriter. And I think they might even be playing at the festival as well. So Caleb Cook on today's show. It's Live and Local. Stay with us. That was a movement called Blues from Interplay for Piano and Orchestra by American composer Morton Gould. And Rich Ridenour was the pianist with Guy Victor Bordeaux conducting the, what is the orchestra here? The Richmond Symphony Orchestra, which was celebrating its 50th anniversary at the time of this recording in 2006. And I thought I'd play that version of the blues in advance of this weekend's Urbana Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival, which is Friday and Saturday at Main Street and Broadway in downtown Urbana. On Friday, it runs from 5 in the afternoon till 2 Saturday morning, and then continues all day long on Saturday as well. Lots of different performers of many stripes on those on various stages at the festival, and one of those is with us on our program today, live in the studio. He's Caleb Cook, and used to have a regular weekly gig at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. Hasn't been there, well, I don't know how, have you been there lately at all?
It's been a couple months. I do like once a month there now, but it was 6 years going on every week, so.
And what happened to you?
Yeah, you need a break, I guess, after about 6 years of playing in the same place. So,
did you need a break for them, from them, or they need a break from you?
I think it was kind of both.
I'm sure you didn't have people coming in and throwing tomatoes and saying, we've had it after 6 years.
No, tomatoes would be easy, so.
Oh, well, they threw worse?
No.
No, I'm sure not. Anyway, so we've been back and forth trying to get you on the show for a while, and I've just had a chance to hear you mostly just on your website. I'm not sure I've ever set foot in the Rose Bowl Tavern, I'm sorry to say.
That's all right.
But, oh, that's okay. they might not agree, but don't get out much.
Rose Bowl always treated me well, so, you know, it was good for, like, getting my feet wet as far as, like, gigging on a regular basis all the time, so.
So now that your feet are wet, what have you been doing with yourself?
You finished Parkland last year, and now just been gigging and doing the band. We just recorded our EP, which I brought
the
you.
Hot Slugs.
Yeah, I brought you a copy of it, so you
have
your own. So
yeah, maybe we can even I'll sample it later on.
Sure.
I always am curious about names like that. Where'd that come from?
That was not my. I heard it, and our bass player is the one who came up with it, Chuck, and I loved it. So I was like a big supporter of doing the Hot Slugs. So. And I think when he first thought of it, he meant like slugs like a gun, like bullets, so slugs 2 G's. But I automatically had this comic book thought in my head of, let's make this really cool like comic book themed idea with like cartoon characters, all of ourselves and stuff like that. So
that begs the question, what's on the cover of the EP?
We've got these little caricatures of ourselves that we've had, a graphic artist basically.
But they're... And are you sluggish? They look like slugs.
Yeah, they're very sluggish.
So you didn't go with the bullet motif.
No, we went with the comic book slug, like Slugs Taking Over the World type of thing.
Yeah, so. I'd go with that one.
Yeah.
Not much into Bullets.
Yeah, I think you have to do like Western music or something like that, or some type of cowboy music if you're going to do.
So what do the Hot Slugs do? I see that they're going to be at the festival on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be at the Blues Brews all weekend long, pretty much. I'm doing acoustic on Friday. I'm doing the band on Saturday. Plus, they have me with the Sammy Music Stage doing these kazoo jams.
Yeah, I saw that. They're not very long, so if people want to get their kazoo jamming in.
Get it in you quick, because it's like 15 minutes. We hand out like 1,000 kazoos in 15 minutes, so it's pretty hilarious.
Maybe I better get over there and get my kazoo. I don't know if I have one.
And you have to hear me do the full version of Freebird all on kazoo, so.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
One kazoo, or do you have multiple kazoos going on?
Just one. Sometimes I get some people backing me up with other kazoos, but yeah.
Is this a particularly intricate kazoo, or is it just one of the ones they hand out to everybody else?
Just the same ones.
So you'll be demonstrating what one can do with a kazoo.
Absolutely. Get my harmonica holder and play some guitar and jam along with it. So
I gather from the sound of that you work at Samuel Music.
Yes, correct.
And you've been there for a while?
I've been there going on 6 years, so.
Doing anything in, you know, do you have a specific department, or you just kind of
run the gamut? Combo, guitars, PA equipment, stuff like that. I teach out there too, so.
Guitar?
Yeah, I'm probably teaching guitar more than I'm actually working on the floor these days, but.
You're not teaching kazoo?
No. Couple years, I've still got to, you know, maybe go to school for that one before I decide to take that on.
I wonder if Parkland College has a degree in kazoo performance.
They don't. I looked into it, but
you could start it. this could be your great ambition.
There we go.
Well, let's find out what you're about acoustically.
Cool. I'll start off with a song that I wrote some years ago. That's actually on the EP. It's called Burn. It's, you know, a song about, it's a bluesy about having a terrible sunburn and drinking too much whiskey and things like that, so.
Never happened to you.
Never. But a good friend of mine, this is a story of his, so.
Oh, sure. Caleb Cook here on Live and Local.
Thanks.
Time on a summer day, Lord, don't kiss that song too long. Taking my breath away, it's like these teardrops rolling down my face. Well, don't hang on too long and to lose your grace, because the bad time will be here again. Oh, don't you count on me, baby, to make your amends. No, no. Cause I don't wanna live my life like this. Don't want my beans and my coffee still. I need my fix. And I don't wanna be the one to drag you around. Cause it's a long trip, mama, might just to drag you down. And you know I don't wanna make your life a mess. Because you know I fear baby kissing our last kiss. And that's why it's so hard for me to say goodbye. Because the tears you love, all the tears that you cried, they're gone, all alone, like a dog in a kennel left to chew on a bone. No, no. It's a small place living here with this town. All the small talk, mama, keeps bringing you down. And that's why I got baby standing by me to say that I'm never gonna live my life this way. You know I don't wanna go and cause you regret, cause you're the best damn lover, baby, I'll never forget. And that's why it's so hard for me to say goodbye, because the tears you love and all the tears that you cry, they're gone. Yeah, all alone, like a dog in a kennel, left to chew on a bone. No, no. Mm-hmm. said it's a small place living here with this town. All the small talk mama keeps on bringing you down, and that's why I got a heavy standing by me to say that I'm never gonna live my life this way. You know I don't wanna go and cause you regret, cause you're the best damn lover, baby, I'll never forget. And that's why it's so hard for me to say goodbye, because the tears you love and all the tears you cry, and they're gone all alone, like a dog in a kennel left to chew on a bone. No, no, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we took our turn, we all got burned, and then we live and we learn. We took our turn, well, we all got burned, and then we live and we learn. Yeah, we took our turn, well, we all got burned, then we live and we learn. Yeah, we took our turn, we all got burned, and then we live and we learn. Well, we took our turn, we all got burned, and then we live and we learn.
Caleb Cook, live on Live and Local here in our Studio F at Illinois Public Media. I'm Kevin Kelly, and Caleb will be playing at the Urbana Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival this weekend. He's got his solo gig on Friday from 6:30 to 7:30, and then that'll be followed by the first of two kazoo jams for a half hour, 7:30 to 8 o'clock, sponsored by Samuel Music, and you can get your free kazoo there if you go out to that. And then another real quickie kazoo jam on Saturday from 6 to about 6:15. Why so short?
That's just needed filler. I don't know.
So if you missed your kazoo on Friday night, you can get another one there. And then the band that you play in the Hot Slugs will be there Saturday night from 6:30 to about 7:30. Mm-hmm. What all kinds of music do the Hot Slugs play?
Everything. That's right now. It's like we have not really decided a genre that we're aiming towards. So it's on the EP. You'll find everything from like folk rock to old 1950s doo-wop sounding to pretty like heavy country type old style. I call like Dukes of Hazzard style country stuff. So
yeah, that's three pretty divergent genres you just described right
and
there.
And then to kind of like a funky jazz type thing too. So.
We just can't make up our minds. I'm going to have to give this a listen. Yeah, well, if you're just getting going.
Something for everybody. So, you know, it's we found out we're going to be in the studio like 3 weeks before we were going to be in the studio. So I was just told, like get whatever songs you have and, like, write them and get them ready. So it's like I have so many different tunes that I've written throughout the years that were when I was in a different genre. So
these are all your tunes?
Yeah. A lot of them are some older songs of mine, like, acoustically that we revamped and, you know, that ended up being much, much better, I think, having the full band. Kind of songs that kind of grew a little dead to me over the years after playing them. And then, you know, introducing new musicians to play along with them definitely just livens them up and makes them new to me again. So that was a pretty fun experience for that.
You know, I was going to ask you about the pressures of having a weekly gig, such as you had at the Rose Bowl for, what you said, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that, for one, you might get tired, as you kind of just suggested, of doing some of the same songs, but then the pressure of doing new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that people who are regulars don't want to hear the same songs all the time.
Right, right. Yeah, it's I kind of lost that pressure after about 3 years because I think my repertoire grew to about, you know, 200, 300 plus songs, so there was plenty to choose from. But no, that was definitely, for the first little while of doing it, like, oh, gosh, I've got to get all these new songs out and stuff like that. But I don't know. For me, it's like, aside from that, probably the hardest thing is just getting people to come out every week. And I think that kind of kills it a little bit when you're doing something every week because, you know, like, and I'm the same way. It's if somebody knows that they can come out and see you every week, then they're never going to come out and see you. You know what I mean? Because then you have, well, I'll go see him next week. I'll go see him next week. I'll go, you know, so it's, I just decided I'd rather, like, stop oversaturating myself with playing every week and make it more of an event than trying to just do something every week that way. That's, you know, I think you get more people out that way.
Yeah, well, that makes sense to me. I mean, even if you're a fan, you can, I think, didn't you say grow numb to a song?
Yeah.
And maybe you can grow numb to a performer.
Oh, yeah.
As much as you may like that performer.
If my favorite band was playing in town every week, I don't think I'd go see them. On, you know,
maybe. Who is your favorite band?
I don't know. There's too many of them. I like a lot of the local bands around here, but...
Mention a few. Give them a little PR.
You know, I really like Elsinore is one of my favorite bands. Mm-hmm. I just bought the Sugar Prophet CD. They're a really good blues band around town that I've been digging.
They seem to play almost more out of town than they do in town.
Yeah. I see them every so often. They do a blues jam in town here that I try to stop out at here and there. So, but yeah, there's lots of good bands in this town to choose from. I go to a lot of the jazz shows at the Post and stuff too. A lot of the U of I guys, I really enjoy their shows. So
the Post being the Iron Post,
mm-hmm.
downtown Urbana. Yeah, they do a lot of jazz. Any idea if they're participating in this festival, or is everything outside as far as you know?
Everything will be outside. It's all blocked off right downtown there across Broadway and Main there. So,
because there's one listed here as the 88 Broadway stage. I don't know if that means that's inside Lincoln Square.
It is. Well, they're going to open up. They open up the whole mall area.
Yeah.
So then they'll have shows going on because it's Fluid Events that puts that on. They also have the 88 Broadway, too, that they use for events. So.
Sure. So there will be a place to duck in case it rains. And I haven't looked far enough ahead on the forecast.
Or if it's too hot, there's AC in there, so, you know.
That's right.
Keep cool.
That's right. Patronize the various businesses that are left in Lincoln Square.
Yeah, there's a couple of them still.
Yeah. Well, I think some come in and out. I wanted to mention some of the other folks will be at, let's just start with Friday, and we'll talk about Saturday a little bit later. Opening act on Friday, at least at the Miller Beer and WGKC main stage are Keith Harden and Kathy Harden. Keith Harden, of course, a very well-traveled, as it says here, blues, folk, Americana, etc. guitarist and singer. And he and Kathy, a fine singer on her own. So that's 5:30 on Friday. And then a fellow named Guitar Shorty, American blues guitarist. Is this somebody you know?
No.
He's got an hour and a half on Friday, 7 to 8:30, followed by Little Ed and the Blues Imperials from 9 to 10:30, and that's on one stage, and then a lot of it's TBA on the 88 Broadway stage, but it ends up with a band called the Kinsey Report from Indiana. That's starting at 10:30 on Friday night, and then there's the Samuel Music Family and Future Star stage. You're on the Future Star stage there, Caleb. You've been pegged. That starts at 5:00 with the Blues Harmonica Clinic. You mentioned the Sugar Prophets. Joe, how'd he say his last name, you know?
Aslan. And I'll actually be playing along with him
on the
harmonica thing too.
That'll be 5 to 6 on Friday at that Samuel Music stage. And then there's a drum circle with Shannon Schmidt from Samuel Music. And then Caleb has his thing. And then I should have tried to get this guy on the show. I actually tried a week or two ago. I've just heard about him, a 15-year-old, I guess he's now 16-year-old blues guitarist named Matthew Curry in mm-hmm. Bloomington.
Yeah.
Have you heard this guy?
I've not heard his playing, but I heard a lot about him.
Yeah, I heard a little bit online.
It's supposed to be pretty phenomenal. But.
Yeah, Matthew Curry and The Curfew is the name of the band he's bringing here. That's at 8 o'clock on Friday. And then he's also going to be playing on Saturday, I think, but we'll mention the Saturday shows a little bit later. Why don't you play us something else?
Cool. This is another tune off our EP. It's called Hypnotize.
You don't know how much I think about ya. I keep my mind locked like a mason jar. Someday I'll get the nerve to tell you just how lovely I think you are. And in the evening when I'm wasted. Smoke on my breath, my eyes are dry. I see you coming around the corner. Oh, just that look, I'm hypnotized. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know what you wanna do. I don't know where you wanna go to. I don't know just what to say. It doesn't matter, wouldn't change things anyway. I don't know just what you see. You keep a looking and you're staring right through me. I don't know, I am such a wreck. I feel the rope pulling tight around my neck. And in the morning when I'm waking, I'm a tangled mess, it's no surprise. I see you woke up long before me. Before I could even open my eyes. Now the evening comes and again I'm wasted. I'm a tragic soul caught up in lies. And I know it's only me I'm fooling. Oh, just that look, I'm hypnotized. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. I don't know what you wanna do. I don't know where you wanna go to. I don't know just what to say. It doesn't matter, wouldn't change things anyway. I don't know what you see. You keep a looking and you're staring right through me. I don't know, I'm such a wreck. I feel the rope pulling tight around my neck. And I don't know what you wanna do. I don't know where you wanna go to. I don't know just what to say. It doesn't matter, wouldn't change things anyway. I don't know what you see. You keep a looking and you're staring right through me. I don't know why I'm such a wreck. I feel the rope pulling tight around my neck. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, no. Lord, no, no.
Caleb Cook here on Live and Local. What was the name of that song?
Hypnotized.
Hypnotized. That was going to be my guess. You said earlier you probably had upwards of 200 songs by now. How many of them could you just pull out of the hat if I said, do this one?
75. like right now, yeah.
Well, I was a little curious about that because we had a fellow on just a couple weeks ago, Ed Anderson of the band.
Oh, I'm good friends with Ed, actually.
Backyard Tapper, are you?
Mm-hmm.
And He mentioned a lot how he seems to move on. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there was one song I actually had to give him the lyrics. I happened to have printed them out in advance, and it came up, you know, he brought it up in conversation, and he needed the lyrics to do it because he'd moved on.
Yeah.
You know, he'd moved to other songs and has a little trouble bringing them back, and I wondered if that's a common thing.
Yeah, well, it used to be like I had like my master list of, you know, I'd play a show and like I'd just hand out a song list if somebody wanted to make requests, and like I slowly started learning like I don't remember the song anymore, you know, like I don't remember the songs being on the list, and sometimes it's
wow.
Like, but yeah, you know, it's it just depends. Sometimes like if you get like a little hint of it, then like it like if I can get the first verse, like the rest of it just kind of comes to me as I go, But no, he's right. Yeah, you kind of, like, you move on to new songs, and you're constantly learning new songs because constantly into new things. So, like, there'll be a long period of time that I won't play a song, so I'll just kind of forget how it goes. But
well, I wonder if part of it's a function, too, if it's one that you just did many times
mm-hmm.
as opposed to one maybe you did a couple times and decided, you didn't like it so well?
Yeah, well, there's a difference between like learning something and really internalizing something. And that's with like even just little like techniques on like your mechanics on guitar with, you know, singing, like really internalizing a scale or something like that versus just learning it and then kind of forgetting it. So I think like when you really like something, you like internalize it because you do it. The repetition is so, so great. You do it so many times that you can't forget it, you know?
What would you say is that you said about 75% of those songs you could maybe, or 75 songs.
I could fake, yeah.
You could fake. But of those 200 plus, what sort of percentage would you really just rather not do even if you could remember them? Because you've moved on from those songs, really, those anymore.
Well, you know, like playing at the Rose Bowl, you like there's a lot of country learning that like was not necessarily stuff that I was that into. Mm. So those are probably the quickest ones to forget because I played them for the time that I was there, like, you know, maybe once a week for a couple of years, but don't really remember a lot of those anyways. But
so maybe not the most genuine songs for you?
Yeah.
From you?
Yeah, the ones that, you know, I started off doing like Beatles covers and Bob Dylan songs and stuff like that. I can remember most of those, I think. Rolling Stones stuff, but
so obviously you do covers, not just your own stuff.
Yeah, I do both. And even to that note too, like there's probably some of my originals that I would get a request for that I couldn't replay or remember it. So
well, I guess that's what I was mostly thinking of was your originals.
Yeah.
So of those 200 songs, were those your songs or the songs you know?
Yeah, those are probably 200 songs I know. As far as originals that I've had, over the years of gigging, I've probably had 20 that I've gone around with, and then 20 to 30. But there's maybe like 10 to 12 now that I play that I like, so that I remember.
So we'll be hearing. So I assume the ones you're playing today are ones you like.
Yeah, these are more the current ones I'm currently playing. So
and they've passed muster at least for a while.
Yeah, and like I said, most of them are kind of old songs of mine that like grew, like I said, numb to me. But like introducing it to a new band, they really kind of refreshed it and made it new for me. And then some of these are just ones that I've written in the last couple months and even up to the last couple weeks. So.
It's Caleb Cook here with us in the studio and live and local. We'll be hearing more from him in a matter of minutes. I want to mention something on our evening concert tonight here on FM 90.9 at 7 o'clock. It's part 4 of Beethoven Fest in Bonn, Germany. Shlomo Mentz will be violin soloist in Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. And Roberto Tibiritza conducts the Sinfonica Heliopolis Youth Orchestra. Also on the program, Beethoven's Eighth Symphony, a number of Brazilian-inspired works for orchestra as well. It's part 4 of Beethoven Fest in Bonn. It's tonight at 7 on the FM 90.9 evening concert. Our programs today are made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store in local restaurants and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. Caleb Cook will be singing on Friday night from 6:30 to 7:30 solo at the Urbana Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival, which goes both Friday and Saturday, and then performing with the band The Hot Slugs Saturday from 6:30 to 7:30. There's often things going on simultaneously, so you can hop around from stage to stage and see what you like. Where are some of the gigs that you play now? I know that the Rose Bowl is monthly, but where else might somebody find Caleb Cook?
I do between solo and with the band over Emerald City, which is a new place down on First Street, near downtown.
In Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't made it over there yet. Up here, it's a pretty nice space.
It's really nice inside. It's kind of hard to find. There's no sign out front. So
yes, I've noticed that, too.
I think
too.
They're working on getting the sign. So, but I always, that's one of the things I'll have people that, even me sometimes, and I've been there, I'll drive by a couple times. But really nice if you get a chance to stop in. It's definitely worth it.
And can figure out where it is.
Yeah.
Just south of the cattle bank, right?
Yep, exactly. Just north.
North.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I got
the other south.
I'm always getting my directions mixed up. There's no lake here to reference. When I lived in Chicago, there was the lake. The lake was east.
Right.
Everything else was west.
West, right.
And you could figure that out easily enough, north and south.
Mm-hmm. I play down in Charleston quite a bit, a place called the Uptowner.
Hmm.
We're kind of getting up into Bloomington and some of the surrounding area, but I've just recently started doing. I'm playing at some farmers markets in Tuscola down on Saturday mornings too. So I've been staying pretty busy doing that stuff too.
So
and that's an acoustic thing.
More places to find to play, the better.
Yeah, you know, anything right now. It's my money making season, so rent's getting paid on time, which is nice. So
well, that's good. That means people are paying you. That's great. Which is ultimately what it's about, I guess.
Yeah, you know, getting by. So
yeah. All right, what do you got for us next?
Cool.
Is it another original?
This isn't, another original. I think that's what we're sticking with today.
Okay,
so
great.
This is a song of mine that has been through many different phases. This is called My Side of Town. And the most recent, it's turned into more of an old-timey jazz thing. So here it goes.
I fall in love, well, in all the wrong places. I get dressed up for all those same sad faces. I'd mosey down to my side of town. Same lesson learned one more time around. She'll be there, she'll be wearing her disguise. No cheap old makeup hides those lying eyes. Because love's so fast, but it hurts so slow. Life's too short to let the good ones go. So won't you sit on back and won't you have your fun? Because life's too short for you to love only one. Look away, love, you are such a pretty sight. I wanna give you all of my love if you'll just stay the night. But the sunrise of a hillside means work again today. So won't you meet me after sunset and we'll drink our blues away. This life's so long, but it goes so fast. Not long enough to make the good times last. Won't you sit on back and won't you have your fun? This life's too short for you to love only one. Such a pretty sight. I want to give you all of my love if you'll just stay the night. But the sunrise over hillside means work again today. So won't you meet me after sunset and we'll drink our blues away. This life's so long, but it goes so fast. Not long enough to make the good times last. So won't you sit on back and won't you pour you on down. It's a courtesy, oh, from my side of town. It's a courtesy, oh, from my side of town. It's courtesy. Oh, no, from my side of town.
Caleb Cook here on Live and Local. He's live in our studio and doing some originals here, some of which show up on the new EP from a band he also plays in called The Hot Slugs. Caleb will be at the Urbana Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival this weekend, solo and with The Hot Slugs, solo on Saturday, on Friday, 6:30, and then with Hot Slugs on Saturday, also at 6:30. And thought I'd run down some of the other events, some of the other folks who are going to be at the festival on Saturday. We mentioned some of the ones there on Friday. It looks like things start on about noon on Saturday at the Miller Beer and WGKC main stage, starting at noon, a group called King's Highway. At 1:30, it's Jim Schuler, or Jim Suler. Do you know this fellow?
I'm not sure.
It's Suhler and Monkey Beat. At 3:15, John Primer. Hope I said his name right. 5 o'clock, Jimmy Thackeray, who headlines, I guess, has been at festivals in South Dakota and other places. Duke Robillard will be at from 7 to 8:30 on Saturday at that stage. Coco Montoya. These are folks I've actually heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should go out and hear them.
You should.
Because I've heard of them, but I have not heard them, which is true for a lot of people. And then also on Saturday, Central Illinois Bank, 88 Broadway stage. Most of it TBA on that stage for some reason. Maybe they know who some of the other folks are. Check out their Facebook page. That's where I got this information. And then at 10:30 Saturday night at the 88 Broadway stage, the Chris Duarte Group. On the Samuel Music Family and Future Star stage on Saturday from 1 to 3, a band and orchestra petting zoo. You can touch and feel and play a real instrument if it's something new to you. 4:30, Blues Harmonica Clinic with Joe, say his name again?
Aslan.
Aslan of the Sugar Prophets. So he's doing one on Friday and one on Saturday. Caleb's Kazoo Jam at 6 o'clock, the Hot Slugs at 6:30. And then a drum circle at 7:30 and percussion jam. And then once again, it's Matthew Curry and The Curfew, 8 o'clock on Saturday night. So two chances to hear Matthew, who is this 16-year-old phenomenon from Bloomington, Illinois. Rising star. How's that feel?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's all too much to take in at once, I think.
You said earlier that you just finished up at Parkland. What were you studying in Parkland?
Music performance.
And music performance specific to guitar?
Mm-hmm.
And do they focus on different, any specific genres of music? Or do you just guitar and then cover whatever?
Not at that level.
Guitar.
At a four-year, you know, program, you're probably going to start focusing more on your individual, like jazz, which is probably more my interest. But like for the first, you know, the 2 years of any music program, which is what you're going to get at Parkland, you're going to, you know, you just your basic music theory as far as classical music theory and things like that. So so that's what I studied was, yeah, just music theory classes and ear training, just what any classical jazz musician would take. The ensembles that I did were more focused towards jazz. I played in the jazz big band out there and played in their small jazz combo, even sang in their chamber choir as well, so...
So you're getting a good,
Tried to get a well-rounded thing.
Yeah.
So,
what are you going to do next? Do you have any plans to get a four-year degree?
Yeah. Right now, it's just trying to get the rock and roll band going, and then you know, get back more into the educated side of things. But
the educated side of things. What does that mean?
You know, I don't know. It's two different worlds, really. But you know, when I first started, you get so many different things out of a music degree because it's something that you're gonna, you know, music's something that you learn your entire life. You know, as long as you're going, you're not going to learn. If you get a four-year degree, you're not going to be just a great musician in 4 years because you went to school and got a degree. You know, it's going to be
right.
What you get out of it. So, you know, I finished my associate, so I think I'm going to try to just gig as much as possible. And then when I feel like I'm ready to go back and finish the 4 years, I'll go and do that, maybe gig as much as possible, and then maybe go for a master's program and gig as much as possible. You know, it's music's music, so it's what I'm going to do hopefully the rest of my life. So,
well, maybe your star will have risen by then and... You know,
that'll pay for the schooling. Maybe you never know.
Either that, or who needs the degree? You know, just
The degree is more the self satisfaction thing. I think so.
To say you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
And it's fun. I really enjoy. You know, that's probably the geeky side of me is like talking music theory and some of the you know, the in-depth music concepts are very interesting to me, so.
Well, I have friends who'd be happy to talk to you about music theory. I'm not one of them.
They would probably blow my mind.
I know a fair amount about music theory, but I've probably forgotten a lot more. You may use what practical aspects of it that I can.
But sure.
Don't ask me what certain kinds of chords are. Certain kinds, yes. Other certain kinds, no.
Yeah.
And I certainly can't play them on guitar or anything else for that matter. Caleb Cook is with us here on Live and Local. We'll run down some of the other events outside of the Blues Festival that are going on towards the end of the hour. I do need to say something rather important to the future here at WILL. Our fiscal year is wrapping up on June the 30th, which means that we need all the money necessary to support our programs for the coming fiscal year in the bank by the end of that day, so that we'll have it to spend starting on the 1st of July. So that means that your support in any amount now will help us get closer to our goal of $2.1 million. And we have a sheet that hangs outside the wall here, and every day they're writing up how far we are towards that goal. And as of the last check, we were more than 95% of the way there. You can help ensure that programs like Live and Local are there for you starting July 1, and your contribution will have some real impact on our ability to serve you. Our website, where you can go make your contribution right now, is willpledge.org, willpledge.org. It's open 24/7, and you can make that gift securely online. And we do want to say thanks to all who have supported throughout the year and all who will yet do it before the 30th of June. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. It's your performance connection. Let's have another from Caleb Cook.
Cool. Okay. This is probably one of my more country rockish type things going here, so.
I thought that I might take the time to turn around just to maybe make you mine. Red-haired girl sitting by the door. And I can't believe that I took a chance, 'cause I've lost some time and I've missed that dance. And sometimes, you know, I'm not too sure. Well, sweet Emily, you're the girl that I adore. Yes, I know that I can be a fool, and you've seen me spill a drink or two, and sometimes I might fall down on the floor. And I've lost my way and I lost my mind. You can see I'm slipping far behind. Sinking day by day seems more and more. Yeah, well, sweet Emily, you're the girl that I adore. Go wrong now to push you so far away. And East Coast, it's a calling you for more. And it breaks my heart to know that I can make you stay. What I'm losing you, sweet one that I adore. Emily, please don't walk away. It's not been so long, but I've got to say, I hope to see you find what you're looking for. And I'm sorry that the time's not right. I know that we just met the other night. Won't you break me down now to see if I'm still yours? Well, sweet Emily, you're the girl that I adore. so long now since I've seen your face. I'm just standing out here beating down hell's doors. It's been 2 years now since I've given up my chase. Sweet Emily, you're still the one that I adore. Oh, now you're the one that I adore. You're the girl that I adore. Mm, oh, no. Mm.
So would that be called Emily?
You got it.
Either that or...
I try to make my titles very obvious.
The girl that I adore, yeah. Well, you could always do all kinds of obscure and oblique titles.
You know.
Never be able to guess.
I'll leave that for somebody else.
Yeah. Caleb Cook here on Live and Local. You mentioned it before you did the last tune that it was sort of an old-timey jazz, and you said that probably that's where you might gravitate.
Mm-hmm.
In yourself is more towards the jazz. How have you sort of sorted out for yourself the different styles? Or maybe put another way, is there a progression in the songs that you've written that, you know, used to be more folky, used to be more old-timey, and now more jazzy, or have you always mixed it up?
A lot of that is definitely like the musicians that, you know, I'm surrounding myself by at the time, because it's, you know, I get so many influences from even just my friends that play, and like I said, with the band, you know, because, you know, some of the guys in the band, they have definitely more of like, one has more of a classical background, the other, our drummer, has more of a jazz background. So, you know, you just take... You know, take a major chord sometimes, just change it to a major six chord, and you know, all of a sudden it's...
You just change genre.
Yeah. You know, you just add that one note, and it kind of just, like, gives a little more flavor and stuff. And then, you know, that one note leads to a different chord, and so it just kind of turns into that. And just a lot of times, like I said, with the drummer being a jazz guy, he'll kind of swing things a little bit, so it'll kind of end up swinging the tune a little bit more and make it into a jazz thing. So
you're saying you're a very impressionable person.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So whatever you're surrounded by, that's the way you go?
Uh-huh.
Is there a psychological profile emerging here?
No, I don't know. It's I can be a different person from week to week, but, you know, I try to, just wherever the music goes, that's what it is. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So who else is in your band? The Hot Slugs, the name of the band.
The Hot Slugs. We've got Chuck Appleby on bass, and he's played in various bands around town. David Hardy on keyboard, who's played in a bunch of bands around town, and then Norm Miles on drums.
So he's the jazz guy.
He's more of a jazz guy. He likes it all, but, you know.
And who's the classically oriented person?
Dave, our keyboard player's probably. Yeah, he was
more classical.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we all study whatever, you know, but.
But you all study, is that?
Yeah, well, we all, like, another thing about the band is we span three generations, too. So it's like we've got, like, we skip, like, me and our bass player are both in our 20s, and then we've got Dave in his 40s, and we've got our drummer in his 60s. So we've, you know,
wow, that's...
So we've got, like, a wide range of, yeah.
See, I was thinking 20s, 30s, 40s, but you really skip.
We,
you're
we
talking
skip,
about generation. Yeah.
Skip generations, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's kind of impressive. Do you find that presents any particular challenges in relating to each other?
No, you know what?
Really.
I think we're all pretty much like 20 and are like 25 in our minds, so, you know.
And would your 60-year-old agree with that?
Oh, yeah. He's more 25 than I am. So,
so which one is he?
He's the drummer.
He's the drummer, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, you got to stay young somehow or another, and playing music will help for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
You can go out and hear lots of different kinds of music this weekend, not only at the Urbana Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival, which Caleb will be playing at a couple of times this weekend, but also lots of other places, and let's have a look at some of those. Now, this one's sold out, but I just have to mention them since we had one of their members on here. Here's a show I'd love to go hear in Effingham. Steve Martin is going to be with the group called Steep Canyon Rangers, an evening of bluegrass and banjo, but that's sold out, so none of us can go, probably. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana is continuing its performances of the musical Hairspray. 8 o'clock tonight through Sunday, and then it continues, I think, for another week as well, the following week through Saturday. The Summer Studio Theater at the Krannert Center is presenting the play called QED in rotation currently with Title of Show, which is actually a musical, and I think they're throwing in a third play here at some point. Donnie Heitler has his weekly solo jazz piano gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana tonight at 6 o'clock. It's the weekly traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. The Young Park Singers are in Woodridge, Illinois, program sponsored by the Woodridge Park District. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm sorry, I don't have a location for that. Keith Harden is playing at Blair Park in Urbana. Oh, that's right down the street from me. Wonder where he's playing in Blair Park. That's at 6:30 tonight. The Mean Lids are at the Iron Post in Urbana. That's tonight at 7:30. Pete Sander is playing at Cafe Andiamo in Springfield. Tonight is at 5 o'clock. Rick Kubitz and Terry Bush play guitar and mandolin on the Krannert Uncorked program tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock at the Krannert Center in Urbana. West Side Story continues at the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, presentation at Parkland College Theater. That's Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2:30. It's The Wronglers with Jimmy Dale Gilmore playing at the Castle Theater in Bloomington. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Weasel Dreams Sextet are at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And The Scribblers at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. That's tomorrow evening at 5:30. These are some other names that I'd love to sort of get inside, know where they come from. But maybe it's like the hot slugs. They don't really come from anywhere. They just, somebody dreamed them up, and it seemed like a good idea.
Yeah.
The Wronglers, the Weasel Dreams, and the Scribblers. And the hot slugs.
Sounds interesting.
And Caleb Cook, where'd you get your name?
Caleb Cook?
Yeah. Was that actually given to you by somebody?
Oh, yeah, that's my name. It's real.
That's a real thing. Okay, no subliminal activity going on there.
Nope.
All right, we have probably time for one more.
Cool.
Make it a good one.
Let's see. This is a newer one that I've been writing here. It's a slow, boozy one. So it's called Rule the World.
Hey, baby, let's you and me rule the world. I said, hey, little baby, let's you and me rule the world. I said, I can't run on by myself, you know, I can't think of nobody else. So come on, mama, let's you and me rule the world. I said, hey, baby, said my car's parked right outside. How'd you like to get in and we'll go for a little drive? I'm gonna take you all across the town. I'm gonna show you the countryside up and down. So come on, baby, said my car's parked right outside. I said, hey, baby, let's you and me rule the world. I said, hey, baby, let's you and me rule the world. I said, I can't run on by myself, you know, but I can't think of nobody else. So come on, baby, I said, look, rule the world. I said, hey, baby, let's go for the little ride. Well, if you be real nice, well, I'll maybe even let you drive. I said, I'm gonna take you to the highest high. We're gonna go up the mountain. I'm gonna teach you to fly. So come on, baby, let's go for the little ride. I said, hey, baby, let's you and me rule the world. I said, hey, baby, let's you and me rule the world. I said, I can't run on by myself, you know, but I can't think of nobody else. So come on, mama, let's you and me rule the world. I said, come on, mama, let's you and me rule the world. I said, hey, baby, let's you and me rule the world.
Caleb Cook has been with us live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and you can go out and hear him live as part of the Urbana Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival, which is Friday and Saturday in downtown Urbana at Main and Broadway. a couple of different stages, a few different stages going on at one time. He's going to be at the Samuel Music Stage on Friday. He's playing solo. It's from 6:30 to 7:30, leading a kazoo jam from 7:30 to 8, and then with the band The Hot Slugs on the same stage Saturday from 6:30 to 7:30 with a brief kazoo jam right before that, and lots of other bands and individuals, both local and visiting artists, and some pretty big names who are going to show up there as well. You can check out their Facebook page, which I don't have right in front of me, but you can do what I did and Google 2011 Urbana Blues Brews and Barbecue. That's BBQ Festival. Caleb, it's been a real treat to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we'll have to do it again when you and I'd be curious to hear some covers sometime to see what you do with certain types of things, and then maybe you'll have another 50 songs of your own to bring.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, I'll try.
No. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you keep writing, and I guess that's how things stay fresh.
Yep.
Thanks very much. It's been a treat. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly.